Isaiah 1:18. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Revelation 7:2-3. Everything in the world is in an unsettled state. The nations are angry, and great preparations for war are being made. Nation is plotting against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. The dread day of God is hastily, greatly. But although the nations are mustering their forces for war and bloodshed, the command of the angels is still in force, that they hold the four winds until the servants of God are sealed in their foreheads. As yet the four winds are held until the servants of God shall be sealed in their foreheads. Then the powers of the earth will marshal their forces for the last great battle. How carefully we should improve the little remaining period of our probation. Minds that have been given up to loose thought need to change. The thought must be centered upon God. Now is the time to put forth earnest effort to overcome the natural tendencies of the carnal mind. Just before we enter the time of trouble, we all who are faithful shall receive the seal of the living God. Then the four angels would cease to hold the winds back, and there will be famine, pestilence, and sword, nation against nation, and the whole world will be in confusion. What is the seal of the living God, which is placed in the foreheads of his people? It is a mark which angels, but not human eyes, can read. For the destroying angels must see this mark of redemption. The intelligent mind has seen the signs of the cross of Calvary in the lobes of daughters, sons, and daughters. The sin of the transgression of the law of God is taken away. They have on the wedding garment and are obedient and faithful to all God's commands. The Lord will not excuse those who know the truth if they do not in word and deed obey his command.
Let us pray. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, once again, Heavenly Father, we are most grateful and thankful to be alive once again today. As we look around us, Father, more than ever before, we are one day closer to your soon return. As we continue to ask you for the power to prepare our lives, help us, Father, to make sure that everything will be searched out by your Holy Spirit, and you will give us the power to endure to the end. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon and welcome to Turning Point, a program presented by Turning Point Ministries. We want to welcome our listening audience this afternoon. And once again, we'll continue our study on the seal of God or the sealing found in Revelation. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to contact us at 322-273. We have persons standing by to answer your questions and to listen to your comments. Or you can write us at P.O. Box N8993. Or you can email us at tpministries@hotmail.com. Or you can visit our website where we have help tips, readings, sermons, and it can be found at www.tpministries.org. And if you happen to be away from Nassau and you still want to listen to us at the same time on the same channel, you can on the World Wide Web at www.znsbahamas.com. Now here's Mrs. McKinney with our help discussion this afternoon on cold sores.
We're talking about fever blisters today, or cold sores. Those that come on the lip, it's very annoying. They're actually caused by the herpes simplex virus 1. That's right. And the first time it appears on the lip, usually it is 3 to 10 days after exposure, and it could last up to 3 weeks. The virus remains in the body, and then repeated outbreaks may be triggered by fever, a cold, or other viral infections, exposure to sun and wind, stress, number one killer, menstruation, or depression of the immune system. These cold sores are extremely contagious. So if you know anyone with a cold sore that you wanted to give a little kiss to today, please, I beg you, don't do that. Or you may end up with one yourself. And don't let, you know, young girls, we have young teenagers whose boyfriends may say, or their passing friends may say, oh, just give me a smack, you won't catch anything. Don't believe them, that's not true. They're very, very contagious. The first sign of a cold sore developing, there may be some tenderness or pain. in the area, along with a small bump and some pain. The bump then turns into a blister, and the adjacent lymph nodes may become swollen and tender. In some cases, the cold sores become swollen with pus oozing from the blister, making eating very difficult. Now, can you imagine having one of those? I know most of us who have probably experienced it. You don't want to ever get it again, or you'd like to know, what can I do to probably help it to heal more rapidly than just allowing it to sit there and go away on its own? There are a number of things that you can do. Here's the first of them. One, how about adding some vitamin C to your diet? That's right. And you know something? You don't need to get it in a bottle. Simply get an orange, a grapefruit, some lemon or lime, along with a tangerine, any of these citruses, and you would have as much vitamin C that you would need to fight that virus and boost your immune system. Then we have the essential fatty acids, which we've been talking about, which is found in the flaxseed. This aids the skin in healing. That's the essential fatty acids. Then we have, of course, the echinacea, golden seal, podiaco, and the red clover. Natural antibiotics. These are great immune boosters, and they cleanse the blood. Can't do without them. Of course, you know by now that the cayenne pepper is a favorite. Cayenne pepper and just regular rubbing alcohol. You mix it together, just a small bit. You don't need a whole lot. And you apply it to your lip, and the alcohol will help to dry up the pus that may be there, the infection. And also the cayenne pepper is known to be very, very healing. Then there are some creams that you can purchase. It's called the L-lysine cream or the L-lysine tablets. This helps to fight the virus that causes cold sores, and it's very, very effective. As a matter of fact, you can sometimes purchase lip gloss or chapsticks with the L-lysine cream already in there, along with the tea tree oil, which are really, really, they're excellent in terms of fighting bacteria. Also, and viruses. Also, if you're having any type of stress in your life, you know we've got to have the favorite vitamin, vitamin B. Vitamin B complex is important for healing, and it's important for the immune function. The vitamin B helps to relieve that stress. And so you should look for a high stress formula if you can find one. Then, of course, we can't do without the garlic. We've been talking so much about the garlic, the cayenne. You can't do without it. It's impossible. Garlic is a natural antibiotic and an immune enhancer, immunity enhancer. You can't do without it. So remember, you can either use the fresh garlic, or you can buy the odorless garlic, which is called kyolic. And everyone should be taking the garlic. There's no one who really can say, I don't need it. There's no harm in taking it. You can have 2 to 3 capsules a day. And believe me, it's truly an immune booster. Persons who take it regularly hardly have colds and flu. So add it to your everyday diet. Then, of course, there's the colloidal silver. The colloidal silver is an antiseptic and an antibiotic that destroys the bacteria, viruses, and fungi and promotes healing of our bodies. So these are just a few tips that you can utilize to assist you in getting rid of cold sores or fever blisters. And they're so annoying, they're painful, they're not attractive. They're quite unattractive. Isn't that true? Very unattractive. And so this is just some information. Next week's topic, constipation. There are so many people out there who don't even realize that they are constipated. Persons who are not going to the bathroom every day. How many times should we be going? Stay tuned for next week's topic. You've got to be here, 2 o'clock, to make sure that you get the information on how we can avoid constipation.
Thank you very much, Marlene, and good afternoon, Brother Paul.
Good afternoon, Brother Julian. Good afternoon, Bahamas.
Brother Paul, before we get on to this afternoon's question, would you guys like to give us an update on where we are in our study on the ceiling?
Yes, thank you much, Brother Georgian. But for the past few weeks, we began to share with the nation the importance of receiving the seal of the living God. Last week, our complete study came from the book of Daniel, chapter 6. Letting our listening audience know that the seal of God can also be compared to seals that documents are used in government with government officials or for companies that we work at, where the seal will hold the name of the head of that company or that country, his title, and also his territory. And today we will continue to do a study with the people, going deeper into what it is that has been needed of us to receive the seal of God.
Well, you move right into my first question, and that is, what are the requirements to receive the seal of God?
One of the good requirements of the seal of God, is a good place for us to be looking as we start in Revelation chapter 14, verse 1 to 5. And it says, "And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having the Father's name written in their forehead. And I heard the voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping their harps, and they sing as it was a new song before the throne and before four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song about the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. And these are they, the Bible says, which thou wilt not defile with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goeth. These are redeemed from among men, being the firstfruit unto God and of the Lamb. And in their mouth of these people that received the seal were found no guile, for they were all fall before the throne of God." So one thing we need to be recognized for sure, ladies, and if you want to be a part of the sealing, a part of that group that would preach the gospel to the last day people, the Bible says the two things that would be required, not found in these people, would be no guile, and it will fall, be found before them.
But Paul, I'm sure many of our listening audience will be wondering, what does guile mean?
The word guile simply means someone who is deceitful or misleading or deceptive or dishonest in any way. So if you and I are guilty of being deceptive or misleading somebody or dishonest, be assured we are not in the position to receive the seal of God. So we need to ask the Lord for the power to get rid of these things if we are participating in these things in any way in our lives.
How about fault? What does fault mean?
The word fault means one who is responsible for his or her weakness, failings, mistake, error, or act of wrongdoing. So here we need to find that you can't blame no one for your mistakes, or you can't blame no one for your wrongdoing. A prime example of this is with our first parents, Adam and Eve. They start blaming each other when they sin, when they pick the unforbidden fruit. Eve blamed the serpent, Adam blamed his wife, and at the end of it, both of them still stand guilty before our Maker. And at the end of time, Christ had to step in and cover them with the robe of his righteousness. So let's be reminded that no one is responsible for what we do wrong but ourselves.
But some may tell you or say to us that it is impossible to be without fault or sin or guile. Is this true?
The only way it is possible for us to be in guile or in sin, but the Bible also gives us our assurance that that is not the way it should be. If you go by the Bible, it says in 1 Peter 2, 21 and 22, the Bible says, "Even hereto are you and I called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you and I should follow in his steps, who did no sin, and neither was guile found in his mouth." So here we have Jesus. The same two requirements that are required of us today in the time in which we live was also found in Jesus himself, who did no sin, and neither was guile found in his mouth. And today, more than ever before, is the time we need to follow Christ. The time is now. A lot of times people want to follow their parents, or they want to follow political leaders, or they want to follow people who are not heading in the right direction. But as long as we follow Jesus